Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning, and a big thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. With 4 locations, there is nobody that supports local right here in Sonoma County than Oliver's Markets. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have 2 locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, I'm going to call it Earth Week, I think, this week. Yesterday was Earth Day, but I mean, shouldn't every day be Earth Day when you really think about it? It's great that we have one focus day with lots of activities and events going on around it, and things that raise awareness for how we're treating the earth and what we're doing to have a more sustainable lifestyle. And I got to thinking about that, and you know, thinking about the Jackson family, because that is like the one family I know that their companies, their wineries, their family is truly sustainable. If you were to have a definition of the word sustainable, if you were to look that up in the dictionary, you would see a picture of their family, because the way that they run their businesses, the way they treat their employees, the way that they're, you know, taking care of their vineyards truly is next level sustainability. And I thought it would be a good opportunity to bring in a dynamic winemaker from Stone Street Winery, which is in the portfolio with Jackson family. Stone Street is located up in the Alexander Valley. And this dynamic winemaker, Christina Scheidler, is rocking the world with things that you might not have ever heard of. So if we do a little bit of a rewind in the way back hot tub time machine, you'll remember that last year for Thanksgiving Wine Picks, our big white wine winner was an absolute shocker. Nobody had ever heard of the varieties of this white wine blend, let alone had Stone Street ever even entered into the last 29 years of my Thanksgiving wine pick. So it was really a cool thing. Their 2023 vintage estate white wine blend took top picks for Thanksgiving white wine, and it has Assyrtiko in it. Yes, that's a varietal, and Semillon and Malvasia Bianca. So I thought this was the perfect opportunity to bring Christina in, and I know she's getting ready to release her new 24 vintage. So welcome.
Thank you so much, Ziggy. It's great to be here.
Oh, I'm just so excited. Like, I haven't spent any time with you, but I feel like I know you through your wines. If that sounds cool. I mean, you get to know somebody through the thumbprint that they're creating in their wines. And I really fell in love with this wine, obviously, last year. And sadly, you only made like 140 cases of it or something. So it was gone lickety-split. And I remember somebody from your team at Stone Street, Drea, came and poured the wine for a big tasting that we did at Willoughby's Wine and Spirits in Santa Rosa. And she left there with her head shaking, like she goes, I have a long list of all these people that want to buy this wine now. So I'm just really excited for your new vintage to come out. I can't wait to taste it. And I want to talk a little bit about the composition of the wine. Like the varieties that you're putting in it, and how you're making it, because I think with the 23 vintage you were doing stainless steel as well as some oak, right?
Yeah, and so the 24 vintage that we're releasing this weekend is very similar in the sense that the Assyrtiko is both stainless steel fermented and neutral barrel fermented. We actually tried a new barrel in the 23, and it was nice, but didn't show the true character for the variety. And the other varieties, Malvasia Bianca and Semillon, are also fermented in neutral barrel.
So I know Semillon because I've spent a fair amount of time in Bordeaux, which is where that variety hails from. And a lot of Bordeaux whites, you're getting a blend of Semillon and Sauvignon Blanc. But let's talk about Assyrtiko. Can we take a trip to Greece?
Yes. So what I love about this blend, you mentioned Semillon. And what is Semillon doing with Assyrtiko? And I think that is what is so special about this blend. Assyrtiko is known for its racy acidity. Super, super high acid these grapes have.
They actually
ripen at the same time as our Cabernet.
What?
So they stay on the vines for a really, really long time. And they're almost like red wine. Red grapes have to soften, that phenolic has to soften. Same thing, that veraison happens so much later with this variety, and then the acid has to come down.
So, you know, when you think about it's like Sauvignon Blanc, like we just mentioned, you know, that's usually early to pick, you know, and it typically has high acid. But this is Certico, for it to have to stay on the vine so much longer than any other white wine typically would, and then to pick it and then, you know, wait for the sugars, you know, to kind of come up or acid to go down because it's so acidic. That's fascinating. Like, that's a fun fact. I had no idea.
Yeah, and so it is an aromatic variety, but behaves completely different than any other aromatic variety that I've worked with in the past.
And do you know if it's grown in one specific area, as far as the heritage back in Greece, or if it's grown on all the islands, or...
It is grown on both the islands and the mainland
and the
currently.
Mainland too.
Okay. I do not know historically if it came from, I'm sure, the mainland and it got to the islands eventually.
Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. And then Malvasia Bianca. So that variety to me is just always so floral and sexy.
Yes. And you will notice that this blend has, last year it was 2% and this year it's 1%. And I always get asked when you put that on a blend label, does that 1% really matter? And in this case, absolutely yes.
Wow.
If you were to have this variety on its own, it's almost too perfume for my taste. It's
right.
It's almost too much. It's almost cloy. But you add 1%, 2% to a blend and it's just so perfumed and it just pops everything else going on in that wine.
Wow, wow. And you see, you know, a lot of that kind of blending in different countries, especially when you have one particular varietal that happens to be, say, very floral. So like you'll see that in the Rhone area, right, of France, where, you know, they'll have Syrah, but then they're going to blend a little bit of Viognier in there to give it to, you know, pump it up a little bit and give it some really pretty aromatics. Well, I'm very excited, and I'm assuming, but I could be wrongly assuming, I'm assuming that it will not be a very high production again. I mean, how much of these varieties are you growing?
Well, with the reason why we started with 150 cases was that was the first year that this vineyard produced fruit.
Oh, wow.
So it was in its fourth year of existence. We planted during the pandemic in 2000. And the story of why we planted has a lot to do with, you know, Earth Week, Earth Day, as in the sense that we were trying to get varieties planted that had great drought resistance, great tolerance to hot, dry climates. What other examples in the world are could we look to that are able to preserve acid, that are very resilient to weaker soils or soils with limited water? And so that's how it all really started.
Wow, that is so interesting. I love that. And, you know, I mean, of course, way back in the day, a lot of people dry farmed, you know, their vineyards, and some vineyards are still dry farmed, you know, but there's most every vineyard you see out there really relies on irrigation. And you know, as we look at conserving and reducing use of a lot of our natural resources like water, it's important, I think, not just in your landscaping at your home or at your business, but also with your crop. And I think that's really, really savvy for you to start planting and look at some of these varieties that do require less water or that can withstand and withhold their life structure with less input from us, right?
Yeah. So to answer your question, it was all very exploratory at first, but year after year, we're going to see if we can produce a little bit more and make more than 150 cases.
Yeah, that's not very much, but I'm so excited to try your new vintage. And, you know, I don't know anybody else in this country, and there could possibly be, I would fire myself if there are and I didn't know it. But I don't know how many other wineries are growing a Certico in the U.S. or even in California or anywhere outside of where it's known for.
Yeah, I only know one. Sandlands has a Certico. I think 2022 is their first vintage, and I've had it. And, you know, true to the variety, very acidic. But yeah, there aren't many examples at all. I would love to know about more. It's such a great variety, and I would love to see more of it.
Well, this is all planted in the Alexander Valley, right, along the Mayacamas there. It's so beautiful there. And every time I take a trip out to Stone Street Winery, I'm reminded of just how gorgeous Alexander Valley is, and Knights Valley and a lot of those areas up there. Just makes me fall in love with Sonoma County all over again every time I travel through there. So if guests were to come to Stone Street for a tasting, would they be able to taste this white wine blend?
Yes, they would.
Wow. Wow.
It is oftentimes the first wine that we greet you with, especially this time of year.
Oh, okay.
And through the summer, it's between this or sometimes a Blanc de Blanc, which you can't complain about either.
But no way. That's
awesome.
If
it is not poured for you, ask about it. We will have it until it sells out.
Well, you guys offer a lot of different and unique tours and tastings, and I can't highly recommend checking out the winery. Go to the website, see what they have going on, book an appointment to go taste, and maybe you'll get to meet my good friend Drea. She loves to take people on experiences at Stone Street. So thank you so much for coming in bright and early this morning, and I hope to see you this weekend for the big release of the wine. And if not then, I hope to see you when I come up there to, you know, keep getting free tastes every time I get greeted at the winery.
Yes. Don't worry. We will save some for you.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much. I have had Christina Scheidler in studio, a dynamic winemaker for Stone Street Winery in the Alexander Valley. And I just feel so lucky to have her in here today and to talk about this really unique estate white blend that they are making at Stone Street. I hope you have a wonderful earth-soaked week, my friends, and make every day Earth Day. Cheers.